Friends, let's stand together for our gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Praise and glory to God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ. Friends, please be seated. You may be wondering who on earth this stranger at the 8 a.m. service is. And that's a fair enough thing to wonder. I guess I'm wondering why I'm at church at 8 a.m. as well. You guys are the faithful indeed. My name's Mark Barnard, and I've been with my family attending St. Margaret's, more likely at the 10 a.m. offering than the 8, for about a year and a half now. And it was only a matter of time until Fraser would discover that I was ordained and would rope me in on a week away. But hey, it's a privilege to be here with you. There's something of the 8 a.m. service, the prayer book service, the simplicity and the serenity which holds us and centres us. And so it's a gift and a privilege to be with you this morning. I wonder if you can recall a time in your life when you experienced God as your refuge. Might have been in a time of sickness, a time of tragedy, a time of crisis or disappointment. But can you recall a time when you were sheltered, when you were held, when you embraced by God, where there was nothing else that you could do but be held? Have you ever had that season? Have you ever had that experience? I know I certainly have. Now, today's Mother's Day, as we all know. Some of you are mothers. Most of us, I would suspect all of us, have had a mother at some point in our journeys. But I lost my mother to cancer in 2008 after a 12-year battle. We had to let her go and fare her well. It was one of those seasons of life, such an emotional roller coaster. At times we wondered where on earth God was. At other times all we knew was that God's love was holding us. Through the tears, through the anger, through the sadness, God was refuge. I remember well a story my mum shared when she experienced God as refuge. She was having a CT scan in one of those big machines that make lots of clicky noises, and I've never had one myself, but you go and apparently there's not a lot of room, and it's my mum had a fear of enclosed spaces, so the idea of going into this CT scan was terrifying to her. And so she was praying desperately, crying out to God as she was going into the CT scanner. And she said as she went into the scanner, she had this picture, this vision, this impression from God, where she saw a picture of a shepherd with a sheep around its shoulders and felt God saying to her, I am with you, I am holding you, I am here, I am present. So she was able to calm and commit her spirit to God, to take her refuge in God. There is something about God's steadfast, loyal, everlasting, faithful love that the psalmist speaks of that is just like a mother's love. Now, when there is a storm in the middle of the night, my children don't rush to my side of the bed. And I know I can see some parents nodding, right? Dad's side of the bed stays still when the storm comes. However, mum's side of the bed gets disturbed, right? The child rushes to mum's side of the bed and in the child gets. Because in those moments of fear, our deepest selves want our mum. We go to our mother, our refuge. We want mum. Don't know if you guys know, I'm not sure how many very liturgical Anglicans there are here, but Monday was the feast day of St. Julian of Norwich. Does anyone know that there is such a saint? Or she's not actually a saint in the Catholic saintitude, or whatever it's called, but the Anglicans have Lady Julian as a saint. Google me, just to check, fact check me there. But in the 14th century, Lady Julian was gravely ill, to the point of death, on her near-death bed. At the age of 30, Lady Julian received 15 revelations from God. And those revelations now are one of the great works of mystical literature. And these revelations from God are mainly to do with God's deep love for humanity. In a terrible, awful time of human history, you know, through the great plague, through great wars, a time of violence and death, God revealed himself to Lady Julian in her darkest hour as a God of love. God spoke to her of love. God was her refuge. And Julian reflects in her writings how we, when distressed and frightened, run quickly to our mother, and if we can do no more, call to our mother for help with all our might. God is our refuge when we have nowhere else to go, whose loving embrace we take shelter in, just as a child runs to their mother. Many here are mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles. Many of us know what it means to be held, to be refuge, to be faithfully loved. And there are many out there who are in need of refuge, loving kindness, a mother's love, neighbours, friends, that difficult kid down the road. You know the one I mean. They need refuge. They need love. As we have received, may we also give. As we have been held, may we also hold. As we've been embraced by God's love, may we find the care and the capacity to do that for others. The day after my mother received her revelation, her vision in the CAT scanner, there came a knock at the door. It was the courier with a package the courier delivered the package to my mother. It was a little box. She took it inside and opened it up. It was from some friends who had been praying for her in her sickness for many years. And they said, "We've been praying for you and we felt to give you this gift." And in the box was this small carving of a shepherd holding a sheep. The very same picture that my mother had received in the CT scanner before, the day before. Her friends had been open to the sheltering, refuge-like love of God, and in so doing had heard a whisper to share that with another. What about us? My prayer and my blessing for you today on this Mother's Day is may we experience the sheltering, refuge, spacious love of God in our hearts and in our lives. But may we also open ourselves and our hearts up to others to share God's refuge love with them. God bless you.